Hello, hi, I'm Mary. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm, and we are talking with people in Texas today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call could be monitored or recorded.
Okay.
Okay, so before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. And in which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Thank you very much. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
Well, I get them all on my cell phone and some from my house.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Thank you. And now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, what year were you born?
1941.
Thank you. Okay, and what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? It is Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaska Native, or other?
I'm white.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
I have an associate degree.
Thank you.
In college.
Thank you very much. Thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Very disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
The Republican.
And would you say definitely voting for the Republican candidate or probably voting for the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether if you hear of the person, then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone that you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the first name on the list is Vicente González. Have you heard of him?
Yes.
And would you say that you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about him?
I'd say unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very unfavorable.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next name, Donald Trump. Do you have
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next name, Mayra Flores.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And the last name, Joe Biden.
Very, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Could you repeat that question?
Of course. Don't worry. On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you're extremely interested, How interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Be number 10.
Thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Mayra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Mayra Flores.
Would you say definitely Flores or probably Flores?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Now, I just have a few questions for statistical purposes. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
And would you consider yourself strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, moderate, or liberal on your on most issues?
Very conservative.
Okay, thank you very much. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Like low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class?
I'd say middle class.
Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. With that, we conclude our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, sir.
All right. Thank you.